sounds like you really got me.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's got that obviously the second part of that.
I was thinking more, take it a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, AC/DC. Yeah, you're right.
I love that scene in School of Rock where Jack Black is during the credits and he's jamming with the kids and they're doing the AC/DC song. And they're like, getting ripped off, getting underpaid. Like, and the kids are echoing back. It's just a cool moment.
In any of the plays that your kids have done, have they ever had to play instruments or no?
Not on stage, no. It's just all singing and dancing. So, and my son's more the musician than my daughter, but I don't know if I've told you, but they just recently made the headliner ensembles again. So they'll be back on stage again for the school year in the same group this time because they're both going to be high schoolers. So kind of proud of them.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, congratulations to them. That's awesome.
Never a dull moment when they're in show mode because they're coming home, singing the song, showing the dances. It's hilarious.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Again, beautiful memories that they'll hold in their hearts for their entire life, even if they never pursue a career in acting or doing Broadway or music will always be a part of their life regardless.
For sure.
But whether they pursue careers in that or not, they'll have these amazing memories from this awesome time where it was like almost like the center of what they're doing, you know?
It's true.
Love that. All right, I'm Deacon Harold Burke Simmons, listening to Beacon of Truth, and it's a Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're taking a look at Could This Be the Magic, a 1971 song by Barry Manilow. And you're thinking, Deacon Harold, what's wrong with you? But I love
He's
this
gone
song
soft.
For so many reasons. That's right. I love this song for so many reasons, both musically, lyrically. And so we're going to take a look at that. Ace and I are going to dive into this today. Beacon of Truth playlist, Could This Be the Magic by Barry Manilow. Of course, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email, beacon@ewtn.com.
Well, as we talk about music today, we always get to talk about the great conversations. Each and every weekend, I host a show called Catholics Coast to Coast, where every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, Sunday 6 p.m., you can check out some of these conversations as you deepen your walk with God this summer. All these available for you. Easy to find over 100 different podcasts at Podcast Central when you go to ewtn.com/podcast. And then join me this weekend for Catholics Coast to Coast on EWTN Radio.
All right, my friends, it's time for the Beacon of Truth playlist song, Could This Be the Magic by Barry Manilow. Of course, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email, beacon@ewtn.com. Now, when I first heard this song, I must have been about 10 years. Wait. Yeah, when I first heard this song, probably about 9, 10 years old, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved the song from the first moment I heard it.
Yeah.
Obviously, the at the beginning, the Chopin etude, dun, 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 dun. In fact, when I first heard it, I thought it was like, that's weird that this station's playing Chopin.
Right.
And you know, it was like, you know, one of the FM stations that were very popular. I grew up in the New York, New Jersey area. So obviously the radio was huge back then. It was all about radio. Now it's all about podcasting and apps and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, obviously it was actual radio. And I remember listening to the song like, wow, they're playing Chopin. But then obviously as the song continued, I realized, oh, wait a minute. It's just a little play on the Chopin etude. So that's what drew me into the song. It's just the piano. So it's like the first number of bars, and then it starts to build on top of that. You know, it's just like he's adding another layer, then another layer, and then another layer, you know, and I just love the way that song builds. I just love the way the song draws you in, even before he even starts singing, right? And
right.
Then, of course, the lyrics start. Now, it says the song was also written by Adrian Anderson, and I know that Barry Manilow was part of a group and that this song, I think, was Adrian Anderson was either in that group with him or she wrote the song. But then Barry Manilow did his own take on this. And obviously he's remembered as the one as the writer and performer of this song. And so the lyrics start off right. Spirit move me every time I'm near you. You know, whirling like a cyclone in my mind. I love, again, he talks, first thing he says, spirit. Of course, reminds us of the Holy Spirit,
Right.
right? And that God is always near to us. He says, spirit move me. You know, I love that. In a sense, we also, as believers in Jesus, open ourselves to the spirit that came upon the church at Pentecost, right? The spirit that came into our mother's wombs when the sperm and the egg hit, and God infused that embryo, that new life with the soul. You know, the Holy Spirit was there. You know, the Holy Spirit that comes upon the altar and changes bread and wine into God. You know, the Holy Spirit that works in the sacraments, that these efficacious signs of God's love and mercy in our lives. So we just call upon the Holy Spirit to be with us. You know, we pray to the Holy Spirit to make us help the right choice, make the right decision. You know, as we discern God's will, we ask the Spirit to be with us as we travel. You know, before we eat, before all these moments in our lives, we ask the Spirit to be with us. And I love the way that Barry Manilow starts off this song about wanting to be moved by the Spirit every time I'm near you. Let the Spirit move him.
Yeah, and so many times, whether it's our relationship with God or people or experiences we've had, we're trying to get back to a feeling or an emotion that we once had or that we've heard of others having. They're like, I long for that. And so, what I love in that is how do you reference a spirit that you don't even know of, and are you experiencing? Again, we're not over spiritualizing an artist that may not be in a headspace of faith, but our filter is what we hope to accomplish with our playlist additions, is so that we are hearing these and applying it within our own lens. Because again, the true Holy Spirit is what orchestrates and helps us to guide our actions as we navigate our faith, as we navigate our decisions on a daily basis, not to be caught up in just a Sunday morning feeling. It is a matter of, am I truly going deeper with God in the decisions that I'm making every day?
Yes, that's right. That's right. And experiencing that closeness in that process,
Yeah.
that you're not just intellectualizing it, you're just not trying to figure it out on your own, but you're asking God into that space
Yeah.
to help make those decisions, you know. And so as he's singing this, you know, so it's just a piano, then he sings these first couple verses. Sweet Melissa, angel of my lifetime. So obviously here, he's talking about a relationship here, right? But we can also say, you know, the angel of my lifetime. You know, so as we're thinking about the Holy Spirit, we think about those people in our lives that are meaningful to us, you know, and how we ask the Spirit not just to be with us, to bring them into deeper relationship with this person, but maybe to bring healing. Right? Maybe we have someone that we're estranged from, someone we're no longer talking to, someone we're angry at, someone who frustrates us, someone who abused us, someone that we're on the outs with for whatever reason. You know, we ask the Holy Spirit to open my heart to her forgiveness, you know, answer to all answers I can find. Well, the only one that can answer all the questions is Jesus.
Yeah.
And the way we get the answers to the questions is to open ourselves deeply to him, you know? And so, sweet Melissa, angel of my lifetime, that's when the first strings come in, right? So it's just piano, then his voice in the piano, and then subtly the strings start to come in. And then we get to the chorus, baby, I love you. Come, come, come into my arms. Let me know the wonder of all of you. And so now we have another layer of strings during this part. And I love this. He asked for the Spirit to come. He's thinking of this person who's important in his life. And then he says, I love you. Come, come into my arms. Let me know the wonder of all of you. And that's what we want. We want all of God. We just don't want part of the Lord. We want everything that God can give us. We should be incorporating that into our lives,
Yeah.
allowing space in our hearts and making room in our hearts for God to come in, and for the Holy Spirit to come in, God the Holy Spirit to come in, and to work on us, to work through our stuff, so he can bring us to a place of joy and peace, and so we can know the wonder, all the wonder of what God wants to do in our lives.
Yeah. And it's also a reminder that often until you do have that relationship with him, we fill our hearts with people and the love of others to try to make us feel complete, feel whole, be one, with ourselves or to be one with someone else. And the only way I've ever been able to be one with my wife is with the help of God. And it's because I am one with him in order for that to even happen. But it's the God-shaped hole that we talk about on a regular basis as we try to force other things or other people or other types of love into that position. It continues to make us feel empty, which makes us think, well, now this relationship doesn't feel like it did in the beginning, or it's not fulfilling me like I thought it was going to. And that's because we're trying to put people and earthly love, romantic love, in a place that is actually supposed to be the relationship with the Holy Father.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And that's so important that we think that these people in our lives can somehow fulfill us,
Yeah.
right? But there's places in our hearts, places in our lives that are there specifically for God to fill. And so when we have that, what we call a God-shaped hole in our hearts, nothing on this earth can fill that, not even a spouse. We love our spouse with the love and the heart of Christ, as you were saying, but there's still that space where only God can come in, only that space where we can know his wonder and know his love, right? I'm Deacon Harold Brooks. You're listening to Beacon of Truth, our playlist episode today. We're taking a look at Could This Be the Magic by Barry Manilow today. And if you want to chime in, send us an email, beacon@ewtn.com. All right, so in the second part of this chorus here, he says, "And baby, I want you now, 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 and hold on fast." Now, this acoustic guitar that comes, a classical acoustic guitar that comes in. Again, another layer here. Now with the piano and his voice and the strings, the two sets of strings, and now the guitar comes in. And so slowly he's building the song, slowly he's building the song. So he's saying, "Come into my arms, let me know the wonder of all of you. I want you now. Hold on fast. Could this be the magic?" And of course we want God to deal with whatever we're dealing with. We want him to deal with it now. But we have to remember, we don't serve a fast food God. Sometimes we have to be patient and wait on God to act. So yes, Lord, we want you. We open ourselves to you. We're opening our hearts to you. We want to know all your wonders. But I want you now, right? And so sometimes that wanting, not just God fixing things now, but God, now I want you. Before I wanted these other things, but now I realize what I really want, what my heart is really yearning for, my heart is really desiring, Lord, is you ultimately, right? I love that realization.
Yeah, and the basic gist of the song, Could This Be Magic at Last? I mean, we all, well, not all, when we're in a place where we're not talking or having a relationship with God, we assume anything that doesn't make sense is just magical. It was a magical night. It was magical relationship, magical. I mean, and again, it's not a sleight of hand trick or a hocus pocus that God is putting into our lives to, suddenly everything feels beautiful and wonderful and it'd always be like this. No, it's a moment. And just like we have moments with God, but the idea is to have moments with Him every day so that when the world is not feeling magical, that we know that we're leaning into Him for our guidance, our wisdom, our leadership.
Yeah, exactly. And so, so riffing off of that, could this be the magic? Because you're right, magic is a sense of illusion. That's what magic is all about, illusion, sleight of hand. That's what, I mean, but we say, could this be finally, Lord, the time where I'm uniting my life to you in such a way? We talk about the different levels of spiritual growth. We talk about the purgative, the unitive, the illuminative. So we purge ourselves of all those things that separate us from God's love. And then our minds become illumined by the light of God's wisdom in our minds and our hearts. And then we unite, and then that leads to that unitive aspect. We unite ourselves with Him. So Maybe say, we can look at this and say, is this finally the time at last, Lord, where I've reached that stage where all I want is you? I don't want those other things anymore. Have I reached a level of spiritual maturity where I'm no longer attracted to those sins of the past? That doesn't mean that I'm no longer a sinner in need of God's mercy. That's going to last me my whole life until I die. But am I desiring you now? Have we in a quote unquote magical, have we reached that place in our relationship, Lord, where I am opening myself to you in such a powerful and deep way that I no longer desire those things that I was attracted to before? We see this so beautifully in Saint Augustine's Confessions, right? Once he got it, once the light went on, he's like, oh my goodness, now I understand. Could this finally be the place where my heart and my mind and my soul has always wanted to be? I love that.
Amen.
Then he has the second verse. Lady, take me up upon a hillside, high upon where the stallion meets the sun. Now, it's very interesting. When I was reflecting on this verse, I was thinking about how the Jewish people have kind of a, in their cosmology, the way they think about the levels of heaven, right? Like St. Paul says, well, I was taken up to the third heaven. Like, the third heaven, what is he talking about? Well, we've talked about this before. We had the first heaven, which is the sky, the clouds, and all that. And then we have separated by a firmament. And then we have the second level, which is the solar system, the stars. And then we have the third heaven where God resides, where God lives. And so he says, take me up this hillside where the stallion meets the sun. Lord, draw me up into your life. Bring me up out of this pit, up this hill. Set me upon this strong foundation. When I think of a hill, I'm not thinking of a grassy hill. I'm thinking more like a rocky hill, more of a foundational kind of hill where you feel safe up there. And as you move up, you're also moving closer to God. So God, bring me up closer to you, right? Bring me out of this, Lord. Take me up to where you are. With the help of the Holy Spirit, let me see you. Not face to face. Of course, we can't see God face to face until we're dead, right? Since no one sees the face of God and live. But help me maybe see, as you bring me up out of this, help me see your face in others, in the poor, in the broken, in those that I love, in my children, in my boss at work, in music, and all these that help me to see you more clearly as you draw me up into your life.
And I like the visual of this line too, because of, being one with nature, right? I love a good sunset, sunrise, especially if it's on a beach, because there's just something cool over the land and the water and the sky, like it's all meeting, right? And the visual of that, of where meets the sun, like I feel like those are in those moments where you really see God in his canvas of our lives, where he's painting with big strokes and small lines and all the details, so that when we look back at what he's doing, we see the full picture.
Yes, exactly. And that full picture gives us a perspective, right, on how we've grown over time in our faith walk. That's why I always recommend people go to a general confession. That's when you go into the confessional and you confess all the sins you committed for your entire life. Then you say, why would I do that? Because the sin has already been forgiven. Yes, that's true. But that moment of catharsis in that confession, we realize this sin no longer has power over me. This sin no longer has control over me. I am walking closer with God than where I thought I was before. It's those moments of realization that give us a beautiful perspective that God has been working in my life. Even if I haven't seen it, God has been patient and God has allowed me. In cooperation with the Holy Spirit to draw me more closer to Him, closer even to where I thought I was before.
Amen.
And I love this last little line. I could love you, build my world around you, never leave you till my life is done. I mean, there's God again, the Trinity. He loves us, that mutual love, the exchange of love, life, intimacy, communion between us and God. We build our world around not our spouse, not people in the culture, not a mindset or an ideology in the culture. We build our lives around faith in Jesus Christ and our faith. And he'll never leave you till my life is done. And it's again, it's symbiotic. God will never leave us, and we will never leave him. And the thing is, till our life is done, even after our life is done, life is just beginning, right? Because now we're in the life that's the fulfillment of this life on earth. So we're transitioning from one life, an earthly life, a temporal life, to a transcendent life, life with God forever in heaven. And so we never want, so we this reminds me, we never want to leave God. We want to build everything we're doing around God. And this was a transformation that happened to me. I started with my weight loss and the body stuff that, the exercise. I want to build that around my faith, not just do it on my own. So when I began to do that, spiritually things began to change. And so we always want to make God a part of every single aspect of our lives.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I like transitioning our prayers from being a Lord, do this, do this, do this, do this, or show me this, show me this, show me this. Once you've seen God work for a period of time in your life, just thank him for what he's about to do. Like to be in a frame of mind of, I don't know how this is going to work out, Lord, but I know you've got it, and I thank you for what's to come. Because then that keeps you in a frame of mind of, it's not a woe is me. It's not a sins of the past. It's not a sins of a father, even. It is literally me with God and knowing that he's worked before. Why should I doubt him? And if you're in a place of thanksgiving for something that hasn't even come and you don't know when it's going to, you just know based on the fact of his history, he never fails. His timing's perfect. All the things that we know, we're finally putting into practice. Like we've talked about, when you're playing music and you play a wrong note, you quickly go to the note because you're trained and you've practiced. You know the choreography of your fingers and your hands and your body, right? It's the same thing with our hearts. We have to have a posit our heart's posture has to be that of Christ, so that we're like, okay, I know God's going to intervene, or he's already taken over this situation. I just have to stay out of his way.
Oh, exactly right. Exactly right. See, I was saying, let the Holy Spirit work. I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, listening to Beacon of Truth. And today it's a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're taking a look at Could This Be the Magic? The 1971 hit by Barry Manilow. Today on Beacon of Truth, would love to hear from you. Send us an email, beacon@ewtn.com. And see, what's interesting now, the rest of the song basically repeats. It's just the chorus over and over again, and so we've already talked about the chorus. But here's the thing. What I love, every eight bars, another instrument, another layer, another instrument, another layer. Then the harmonies come in, and then finally halfway through the song, the bass and the drums come in. First, it's just the snare on two and four, and the bass is just simple, and then it builds from there, and all of a sudden, and then the voices come in and the harmonies, it builds to this crescendo. And he's just repeating over and over again. Could this be the magic? Come into my arms. Let me know the wonder. I want you now. Hold on fast. Could this be the magic? Just over and over. And every time he sings, it builds a layer. So when we think about our life, now that I'm in my late 50s, I think about the layers that God has built upon my life over the years, from the time I was a teenager, and then in my 20s in the monastery, and then meeting my wife, and then getting married and having kids, and the diaconate, and my career choices and decisions, what has God has done, and then all those layers, and it's just it's repeat he it's repeating the course, but it's the course of our life that repeats. Because even though we may change, something that never changes, Lord, come into my arms. Let me know the wonder of all of you. Could finally, am I getting to a place in my life where I want only you? And that is just a theme that continues to build in our life if we continue to draw closer to him.
Well, think about when you're praying the rosary, you're saying words that are similar. What if there was an orchestra that's laying back on top of that, that with every rosary you pray, you're getting another layer of instrumentation, right? And so it's it sometimes saying words over and over again, it's not a matter of that no one's hearing you. It's that there's a layer process to that.
Exactly. It's not just mindless repetition. And through those words, it's drawing you into a place where you can actually reflect more deeply. Yeah. And the same thing in our lives, sometimes we have these repeating patterns of God coming in and out of our lives that helps us to build us to a place where he needs us to be.
Amen.
I love that. All right.
As we continue our musical journey, it also leads to a deeper spiritual journey. You can always check out more episodes of the Beacon of Truth playlist at EWTN.com/podcast or wherever you like to stream. You can also listen to Beacon of Truth live with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.